the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
This is Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Today you hear about my knickers. And if that's not a reason to listen
and we also
on,
have a fight.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like
there were several fights.
There were several fights. You guys got me all hot and bothered in a bad way.
You
threw me
hot
under
and bothered.
The radio bus.
No,
both of you did.
You get yourself hot and bothered.
That's interrupted
your, that's
me.
That's your MO. And also, when that happens, it makes Aaron and I laugh. And that gets you
we
more
just
angry.
We peek at each other over the...
I just catch it. If I see his pupils start to dilate, I'm like, we're on here.
We are bloody on
well,
fire.
Well, take a listen. I'm outraged.
Those two girls.
Oh, joy of joys. It is Thursday. Yes, that's right. That's what it says here on my piece of paper, which means it must be right. Thursday, like Thor Day, but better.
Mm. Are you attacking me right now? Is that what's happening?
Well, you are the one that prints out these sheets for us.
That's fine. I'll print one for myself next time. You guys can figure it out as you go.
Thursday, otherwise known as Friday Eve. Who was the idiot that came up with that?
What is happening
Have
right
now?
Have
you never heard of people referring to Thursday as Friday Eve?
Not on the radio.
Haven't you? Have
Only
you?
Only losers.
I didn't make it up. Anyway, I've got a story to tell you. The stuff of nightmares in my book.
Oh.
You know when you go...
Oh God, is that about a coat hanger? Getting caught in your belly button again because we heard that 57 times.
Or an alien performing an
endoscopy
on me.
I don't want to hear your nightmares. I don't.
Sometimes this radio show really shines a light on how... clinically insane I am, but I'm okay with that. Let me tell you what happened.
Please.
To my husband, Dane.
Were you going to say please don't?
No, I mean please speed it up, guys.
Have you guys ever been to a big performance, like a circus or a show or a performance where you're terrified of being selected out of the crowd to participate?
Always. It's always if you're in the first row, which I often am.
And Why? Why? Because of your VIP seat? Oh, my God.
And I get worried. I think, oh, don't choose me. It's not my time to shine.
What, at the ballet? At the Bolshoi? No, I mean at a regular person's event, Sarah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my husband...
Regular person's event?
A lay person's event.
Not a 5 to 6 a.m. celebrity.
Listen... So my husband, Dane, is quite the introvert, okay? And his idea of hell is being picked out of a crowd. In fact, I'm an extrovert and my idea of hell is being picked out of a crowd. We went to see a stunt show, a car stunt show, okay? What are you... I can't do this with you people.
No, let's call it there. It's Those Two Girls. Good morning.
We're going to let her finish her story.
I was in the middle of a story about what happened to Dane when we went to see a car stunt show and the dreaded fear of being picked out of a crowd to participate. Mm. Okay, so your theory is that you get picked out if you're sitting in the front row.
Yeah, definitely.
We weren't sitting in the front row. We were sitting in the third row. Ooh. But... Mm. He was wearing a very Larry hat. Oh. It was a bright green and black Fijian style sports cap.
Mm-hmm.
Very out there.
Was it from Fiji?
It was. It was one that we bought on our holidays, okay? And Dane decided to wear it that day, and I thought that's really unlike him because he likes to just be incognito,
you know? Invisible in public.
And the minute he sat down, I saw one of the lead performers just eyeball him, and I thought, you are dead meat here. Dane didn't see that. Before too long, the performance begins, and of course, they need someone to do something, and they go, you, tropical hat guy. And for the rest of the show, they kept on getting him to do stuff and calling him tropical hat guy.
Like, what were they getting him to do?
Oh, I don't know, Sarah.
Were you there at the show? What were you doing?
Like, they were just referring to him, involving.
Yeah, but how are they involving him? This doesn't sound embarrassing. He's just being called Tropical Hat Guy at this stage. What were they getting him up to do?
I'm really glad we stayed around for this one.
Oh, God, Lisa's lost it. What was he doing?
Well, he can't participate in a stunt show. I'm just saying, when you've got the whole stadium looking at you, that's enough.
But what
Was that your story? Was that what we let you finish off?
When
you yelled at us and me saying you were in the middle of a story.
My theory is you are not to wear anything bright that draws attention to you. So no bright ties, no bright hats, no sitting in the front row, no Larry earrings. You always wear your big earrings. You're going to
do not turn
you're
this around to me.
Next
do not turn this
it.
Around to me. I think the moral of the story is don't go to any show with Lise because if you do get up to get volunteered for something, she won't know what you did. Can't even fill us in.
I have another moral as well. Don't let Lise tell a story that she hasn't cleared by me first.
That's your job. Just screen me.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
So, Aaron said Lise has already talked too much in today's show.
Too much.
And I have to
do some work.
Lead this next piece of quality content that Lise has suggested. Oh, my God. Let's pull the curtains down on this radio show. So the article that Lise suggested you would all like to hear about today is called The Coolest Pet Cafes Around the World.
Sarah, don't give me your attitude.
That does sound fun.
Thank you, Aaron. Everybody loves a cool pet cafe.
Well, I don't know. There's a cat cafe near me and it costs $12 to get in. And I said, no.
You have to pay. You pay it an entry fee?
Yes, and then you pay for your drinks on top of it. You pay $12 per person to pat a cat. No thanks, I can go on a neighbourhood walk and approach some.
Okay, so tell me about the coolest cat cafes.
Well, you already know what they are because you gave me this article to say. So you'd know that in Seoul there's a raccoon cafe.
Ooh.
I mean, how phenomenal. Aren't they full of rabies?
I'm sure they have
raccoons.
Apparently, they'll cuddle up to you, eat food from your hands,
and scratch your eyeballs out.
That's true. In Taipei, there is an owl.
Are raccoons a type of varmin?
What?
Vermin.
But doesn't that cartoon character call it varmin?
Well, no. A varmin is a garment that vermin wear
varmint.
On their wrist.
Varmint.
Are you talking about Marvin the Martian?
Who
is the hunter in the cartoons that speaks with a lisp?
Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd.
He doesn't hunt raccoon.
Varmint.
Vermin. He says, I hate you, rabbit.
Is there a rabbit cafe somewhere?
No. There's an alpaca cafe in Taipei.
So you can have a latte with a llama.
That's right.
Okay, what else? Thank you.
And there's a cafe in Japan, again, that caters to all animal lovers. There's parrots, iguanas, tortoises, to baby chicks.
Sarah, you could deliver this story with a little bit more bloody passion,
well,
okay?
I thought...
What have you brought
maybe,
to the table?
Maybe there'd be a meerkat cafe. So that's why I'm disinterested. There's nothing in here about a meerkat cafe. And what's the point? Why would you go and see those other lame animals?
The definition of vermin is wild animals that are believed to be harmful to crops, farm animals, or game, or which carry disease.
That's fine.
Example.
But what's varmint?
Okay,
which is what
varmint. Varmint. Hold on. Varmint is a troublesome wild animal.
Ugh.
It's the same bloody thing. I told you.
What is happening this morning?
I told you. You don't believe me. Oh, that's not vermin. It's vermin. It's the same thing.
This is what perimenopause sounds like.
Shut up!
I was disappointed in behaviour from you the other night, Lise.
What's new, Sarah? You always look at me with an air of disdain as to how I live my life.
Well,
so what
like
have I done to disappoint you yet again?
Well, I think you've broken a sisterhood code. That's what I think you've done.
Okay.
And you did it at a party that we both attended. A very fancy party with 200 people there, people we work with, clients, other stakeholders. I'm talking big wigs, all right? And we were dressed up to the nines.
Yes, we were.
You were in a beautiful tight yellow dress.
Yes, I was.
And I was in a new outfit that I'd gone and bought.
It
was a black
ravishing
top with a gold bedazzles on it and some black pants with some gold spots and these sequins. And I felt... $1 million. I really
you
did.
You looked $1 million.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And then it came to light that when my boss hugged me, one of my bosses hugged me, hello, he then went to you and said to you, wow, God, Pilates is going pretty well for Sarah, isn't it? She has really got some serious oblique action going on. Obliques being your side abdominals,
of course.
Your waist
muscles.
Your waist muscles, that's right. And I thought that was very complimentary. I thought, I have really been trying hard at Pilates Reformer. I've been trying to get my springs up to level two. I've really been pushing myself. But no, you didn't say that back to him, Lise.
No, I did not.
No, what did you say to him?
Well, I said to him, that's not her obliques, that's her Spanx.
That's what she said to one of my bosses who I have to see every day.
But it's the truth.
Thank you, Aaron.
It is the truth, but it's a sisterhood code. Nobody needs to know. Yes, you do know that.
I did not know that.
I mean, I in turn broke it, that code, by feeling your own back up and down and saying, don't worry, she's wearing hers too.
Well, exactly. So quid pro quo.
Well, it was, but it shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Listen, he would have touched you, Sarah. He would have touched you and you would have felt like a fembot. So I didn't want him to think you were a fembot. So I said, she is real. She's like a real girl, like Pinocchio.
She's just held in like a Christmas
She's just
ham.
Held in with very expensive control underwear.
Wow.
I cannot deal. The things I will do, not for a visible panty line.
Do you want to be a fembot or not? I defended you. Okay? He thought you were a bloody fembot. I did the right thing. That's sisterhood for you.
Those two girls.
Guys, I took the family off to a surf club dinner the other night. I love a little bit of RSL action, surf club feeds. They're the best. And it just so happened that it was a Friday night. Mm-hmm. And Friday nights are raffle nights.
Okay.
To me, there's so much excitement around a raffle. And my husband, Dane, is equally enamoured with the old raffle. Now, the prize was a meat tray. How good is a meat tray?
Yeah, it's great. The thing is, I don't think you actually begin to appreciate a meat tray until you are much older. Because once I won a meat tray in my 20s and I thought it was the lamest thing to win. Because I didn't want to cook 4 kilos of meat. But
Now,
I sit here at 38, I think, what wouldn't I
do to have a
freezer full of meat?
Azzy, you're in your 20s. How do you feel about meat trays?
I'm into a meat tray.
Yeah,
are you?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Surf club meat trays
totally
are top tier meat trays. Okay. They go big on the quantities because the types of people who go to a surf club are good, you know, hearty human beings. So anyway, Dane was like, Lise, I'm going in. I'm buying the raffle tickets. He wanted to buy 5 tickets, Sarah. He said to the lady, it was five for $10, I think.
Oh, standard. Bargain. Standard deal, yeah. Excellent.
He said, give me 5.
Yeah.
She tears off a wad of tickets. And when she walked off, Dane looked at them and he was like, Lise, I've got 40 tickets here. Ooh. She's given me 5 rows, and in each row there was 8 tickets.
Oh, this is an excellent chance.
So it turns
out with a meat tray,
we had 40 raffle tickets.
This is good. Is there a barbecue at your place?
So Dane's like, we're going to win this. We're dead set going to win this. Now, I had a moral dilemma with the whole thing because I like to support a surf club, and I thought we should tell her. We should tell her that she's given us way too many tickets. We've only paid for 5. As it turned out, side note, it was actually the correct number of tickets. We didn't steal from the surf club.
Oh.
But we're thinking 40 tickets, we've got this good. They call out the numbers, the winning number. The first winning number is no longer there. Redraw.
Ooh, okay. I love a redraw.
Oh, my God. Redraw.
Did the crowd start chanting or was it just you and Dane?
Redraw. Yeah. No, they're good. They're just down. They're like good-natured people. They know how to do a redraw. So they redraw. They go for the second one. Another redraw. That person's no longer there either.
This is magic.
Okay. So we're like, this is it. This is it. It's meant to be.
This is the heavens parting for you and some lamb chops.
Yeah. They called the final number out. We did not win the meat tray. And Dane was inconsolable because never had he ever had 40 tickets in a raffle.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had 40. No,
how
nothing
is
prolific
that possible?
Like that.
How did he let us
why?
Down?
Are you looking awkward, Azzy?
Have you won a meat tray?
Haven't won a meat tray. We had a raffle in high school once where if you won, you got to push a teacher you didn't like into the pool.
Oh, that was a prize, was it?
Yeah, I bought so many tickets they didn't even bother doing the draw. I just won.
They just said you could push him in. How much did you spend?
I don't recall because there was quite a build up, so it was over quite a period. I just go every day, buy more, buy more, buy more.
What did this teacher do to
oh my
you?
God.
Oh, look, let's not get into it.
Oh my God, what a pest.
Just gave
of
you
a
B instead of an A?
No, that's not.
Anyway, devastation in the Carlaw household.
So did you go to a butcher and buy meat?
No.
No, you don't have a barbecue if you don't win the meat
no,
tray.
No, we're going veggie for a month until we win a meat tray.
We are back tomorrow from 5 for your Friday show.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
See you then.
And we won't be awkward.
Okay.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Oh, Thursday. Good to see the end of you.
I think that show currently holds the title for loosest show that we've done. What would you think, Aaron?
I probably would tend to agree with you.
Yes.
Oh, my chair is not...
I would like to know the value of a meat tray.
Well, they get them all. I don't think a
can we get some oil into these mics and chairs in this room?
Sorry, what? I can't hear you. I'm moving my microphone.
People will really love listening
that
to that.
That sounds like
Aaron.
A hospital bed that's being cantilevered up.
Meat trays.
Meat trays.
Meat trays. A couple of hundred.
I don't think they're paying for the meat tray. My
no,
local
they donations. Yeah, they are.
From
are
butchers
they?
And such,
yeah.
such.
But the value of the meat in a meat tray, it's easily be $100. Yeah,
totally. $100.
But then as well, if you're talking cost at the butcher, then it goes down. It's all
Yeah, no, I'm talking RRP.
It's all economics. Are we done now?
Are we having...
Unless most of the meat tray is sausages because they're not
sausages
worth as much.
Aren't...
But if you get a quality meat tray with, you know, like
how good is a honey sausage? How do you guys feel about maple sausages, honey sausages?
I'm right behind a gourmet sausage.
Yeah. I'm right behind a gourmet sausage. Yeah.
What were you about to say, Lees? You've forgotten.
Gourmet
okay.
sausage.
I like the ones with mint in them.
Do you?
I don't like mint.
Are you sure it's mint or is it rosemary,
Yeah, it's
Sarah?
Rosemary and mint.
Is
I've had
it?
That in a pork sausage.
Yeah.
I mean, I could talk about
comment
sausage
on the,
flavours all
comment
day.
Comment on the podcast with your favourite sausage flavour.
We've got to go to dinner. Bye. Tonight.
Not right now because it's quite early in the morning.
Not right now. Like, are you already thinking about food?
Oh,
end it. Make
God,
it end.
That's a punish.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.